And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, twin accomplices in Zionist evil. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. We're going to be examining, exposing, unmasking, pick your word, two men who are vying for the presidency of the United States. You know, I recently did an audio tape and CD, and we discussed it on the radio, about Mitt Romney, Mormon skullduggery, and the Israeli Mossad and its secret mission for America, basically to destroy America from within. Yes, the most wicked and determined foreign agency in the world today is the Israeli Mossad, the equivalent of America's CIA. And it has its headlights aimed right in the eyes of the average American citizen. And the Israeli Mossad has worked closely with the corrupt leadership of the Central Intelligence Agency and with other world intel agencies. And they have been grooming certain disciples for decades for positions of leadership. You may remember that I discussed with you on this program a man named Jonathan Pollard, who was born in Galveston, Texas, is Jewish, but was recruited as a Sionim. That's basically a Jewish home agent, because he was an American, supposedly. But they recruited Mr. Pollard and set him up with a job in the Pentagon, and he rose as sort of a low-level or medium-level bureaucrat, but he was able to get his little mittens on some of America's most precious top secrets at the Pentagon where he worked. In fact, Jonathan Pollard, this Jewish Mossad agent, stole tens of thousands of documents. How did he squirrel them out of that place and get them out and take pictures of them and copies of them? And he ferried them over to the Israeli embassy. And so they had America's most precious military secrets, thanks to one of their Jewish spies who was an American, a traitor, a deceiver. And what happened to those documents? They ended up in Beijing in Red China, in the hands of the Red Chinese army generals. And so Red China now has the capability to destroy America because it has our most precious secrets, including our plans of how we will deploy our nuclear-armed submarines and so forth. Israel gave them to Red China. Why would Israel, supposedly our ally, give our most precious military secrets stolen by an Israeli spy? Why would they give those to Red China? Because, folks, there's things you don't realize, that Mao Zedong was a Zionist communist agent. And Chinese communism was fostered by, sponsored by, founded by, begun by Israeli Zionist communist agents. Now, I expose that and prove it, document it, in my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. But I'm not talking about Jonathan Pollard today. I'm giving you an example of how powerful the Israeli Mossad is and the ability it has. They have a motto in the Israeli Mossad. It's called By Way of Deception. That's how they operate. And just as the Soviet communists under the Kremlin for so many decades, when they were in power, would take American citizens and bring them up and mentor them and sponsor them and train them to be secret spies and agents and place them in, eventually they would work up to high-level positions in our Defense Department, in the State Department, until America was literally littered with thousands of Soviet agents. Yes, Senator Joseph McCarthy told the truth, and we know that now. Washington, D.C. was a bee's hive, a wasp's nest full of Soviet communist agents. And this is what they have done to even our political system. And so today we have two men running for president of the United States, one a Democrat, one a Republican, although those are just false, silly political cultural paradigms. There's no left and right. There's no Democrat and Republican. There's not a dime's worth of difference. You have to understand the CIA, the Israeli Mossad, and these other spy agencies control both political parties. The elite, the Zionist elite, are in charge. They're occupying America today. And from the cradle, they brought up Mitt Romney and Barack Obama and have mentored and trained them to be Zionist communist agents. You say, Tex, that cannot be. That's impossible. Are you telling me the two people running for president of the United States, Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama, that both of them are Israeli spies? That's right. I'm telling you exactly that. They both work for the CIA and the Israeli Mossad in combination together. I explained to you exactly that Bain and Company, is an Israeli Mossad proprietary organization. And Bain controls the largest radio network in the world called Clear Channel Communications. They own it. And who is under contract to Clear Channel? In other words, who does Bain control? Its voices, its media voices. Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Miss Ingram, Laura Ingram, and Mitt Romney was CEO of Bain. Think about it. And the chairman of Bain and Company, to this day, is a former. I don't think she's former. You're never a former. You're a lifetime agent of the Israeli Mossad. She was the third ranking highest officer in the Israeli Mossad. She is an Israeli citizen. Her name is Orit Gadish, and she was the chairman of the board of Bain Company when Mitt Romney was its CEO. She was chairman. She was his boss. Do you realize what I'm saying? The Israel, and its Zionist agency, the Mossad, by way of deception. And from the time he got out of college as a young man, he and Benjamin Netanyahu was also going to an American college up in Boston, Massachusetts. And both of them were trained and put together working side by side. Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Mitt Romney, now running for President of the United States, both worked together for the Bain and Company. Actually, for its parent unit, you might say, Boston Consulting, which metamorphosed through Bill Bain, who was in Boston Consulting, into Bain and Company. And much later, Orit Gadish, who's there now, whose father was an Israeli general, and she, one of the top spy agency executives, and she now runs Bain and Company. And they own billions and billions and billions of dollars of corporations, including Staples, you know, the office supply stores. And as I told you, Clear Channel Communications. And as Clear Channel Communications, they have all kind of connections with U.S. congressmen. For example, Michael McCaul of Austin, Texas. He's tied by marriage to the folks who owned Clear Channel Communications. Their influence goes on and on. So Mitt Romney, from the time he was a young man, was brought in, trained, mentored. So when he talks about, I've got 25 years in the private business world. Oh yeah. With an Israeli Mossad agency. That's who he's worked for. And he often was sent on missions around the world, but especially by the Mossad to Israel. He himself has admitted that he frequently went to Israel and a number of times was given so-called homeland security training. Do you get the picture? The Patriot Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, which authorizes the president to pick you or me up for no reason at all and to put us in a prison cell somewhere else in the world in one of the American gulags and to torture us and keep us there indefinitely until we're dead without benefit of any attorney or any of the Bill of Rights. Do you realize the president now has that power? And all of that was crafted over in Israel. And as a young man, Barack Obama was also taken by the hand to Israel. He worked for, I think the name of it was the International Business Corporation, a CIA and Mossad proprietary group. So we got two guys running for president that worked for the Israeli Mossad. Folks, this is the Manchurian candidates. There's two of them. It doesn't matter who you elect. You could have elected, as your Republican representative, though, Michelle Bachmann, because right out of high school, she went over to Israel and was trained at one of those communist kibbutz where she stayed for a summer. Miss Bachmann loves America so much, she recently tried to change her citizenship and become a dual citizen, both of Switzerland and the United States. And Miss Gadish probably will change to American. She'll become a dual citizen, too. They have no love for America, though. The head of Bain doesn't have any love for America, just like Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel, during the first Persian Gulf War, went over and joined the military. But don't think that he worked for the American military. He joined the Israeli armed forces. Then he comes back. Obviously, the guy is a Mossad spy agent. He serves in the Israeli Defense Forces in an Israeli uniform in the intelligence branch. And then he comes back to America and he becomes a congressman, a big Wall Street operative, and finally White House Chief of Staff to Barack Obama. How did that happen? How did an Israeli member of the Israeli Armed Forces with an Israeli visa and passport, whose father is an Israeli citizen, and Rahm Emanuel is an Israeli citizen, how does he become White House Chief of Staff and privy to all of the top secret documentation that even the president has? Well, evidently, he and Barack Obama, he was there to watch over Barack Obama and make sure he did whatever Israel wanted. They didn't get along. There were some fights between the two, just like David Axelrod, who was the campaign manager, another Jew, and the campaign manager for Barack Obama. He's in the White House now as a political consultant, but I understand that he and Attorney General, Eric Holder, the black racist, didn't get along with David Axelrod. See, Eric Holder is sort of a Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton kind of guy, although he's not as smart as those two. If you can imagine that, not being as smart as Jackson and Al Sharpton, where does that put you on the intelligence quotient level? Pretty down in the dumps, doesn't it? Well, that's Eric Holder, Attorney General of the United States. And he finally went to Obama one day and said, Barack, these Jews tell us everything to do. We can't go to the bathroom by ourselves without the Jews in the White House like Rahm Emanuel and David Axelrod telling us what to do. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do about it, you know. They put me in office, says Barack Obama. I don't know what, Eric. I mean, I've made you Attorney General. Look what I've done for you, man. I mean, I've done, yeah, you've done all that, but I don't have any power. You don't have a guy sitting in my office watching me 24 hours a day. If I come in late at night, he's there waiting for me. Some Israeli agent telling me what to do, what to sign, who to talk to, how to act. I'm just a vaudeville dummy. I believe in Karl Marx, but they're making me act like Groucho Marx, says Eric Holder, the black racist attorney general. I understand David Axelrod, he had at one of their staff meetings, he got so mad at Axelrod, he stood up and told Axelrod, I'm going to knock the you-know-what out of you. Almost went to fisticuffs right there in the cabinet meeting. You say, Tex, you're just making that up. No, I'm not telling you the truth about it. And by the way, recently one of the top news reporters in Washington, D.C. did a book about the Obama administration, and he talks about that very incident. The book is entitled The Amateur. It says Obama's an amateur. But Obama's not an amateur at all. He's an idiot, but he's not an amateur. He's a professional idiot. He's a professional Israeli Mossad idiot. And he worked with the CIA because CIA and Mossad worked together. The CIA and the Israeli Mossad worked together in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Why do you think, friends, that they are keeping the Watergate papers locked up in the National Archives after 40 years? They won't even tell us what happened at Watergate, the truth about it. Because it reveals that the CIA worked with the Mossad to kill John F. Kennedy. That's why they'll never release the true documentation from Watergate. Now, I want to talk a little bit more today about Barack Obama. I've done this CD explaining all about Mitt Romney. Believe me, you get that CD on Mitt Romney, or the audio tape version of it, Mitt Romney, Mormon Skullduggery, and the Israeli Mossad Mission in America, you'll find out who runs Mitt Romney. The Mormon Church itself is connected with the highest level Jewish rabbis of the Synagogue of Satan. They work together. The Mormon Church works close, hand in hand, glove in glove, with the Synagogue of Satan. And they require their little stooge, Mitt Romney, to do whatever the Jews want him to do. And he's been doing that since he got out of college there in Boston, Massachusetts, and worked side by side with his Israeli pal, Benjamin Netanyahu. Bibi, as he calls him. Bibi Nate. My buddy Bibi. Okay. Now, in my video, Rothschild's Choice, which I'm going to tell you how to get in a minute, 90 minutes of material, I prove that Obama is the first Jewish president. Now, that doesn't mean he's Jewish, although some say, actually, that his mother was half Jewish. That's sort of interesting, if she really was, that bloodline. But you can be the first Jewish president and not even be of the Jewish bloodline. After all, most Jews are not even of the Jewish bloodline. They're of the Khazars, right? They're of the Khazars. You know, in the Haaretz, which is the daily newspaper of Israel, one of the most popular newspaper publications there, November 13, 2008, they had an article that was quite interesting. In that article, the Israeli newspaper said that Barack Obama is being called, quote, America's first Jewish president by influential Jews. America's first Jewish president. Recently, on the cover of New York Magazine. In fact, you can get it, go to powerofprophecy.com, my website, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a picture of New York Magazine. And there, all on the cover, you'll see the picture of Barack Obama wearing a Jewish yarmulke, the skull cap. And New York Magazine, the headline there is, Barack Obama, President Obama, America's first Jewish president. That's what New York Magazine said. Hey, Coach, or I call him Coach, the mayor, Bloomberg, the Jewish mayor of New York, he knows, so does New York Magazine. Obama is a production of the Israeli Mossad and the CIA. That's how he got to be the editor-in-chief of the Harvard Law Review. That's why this guy has been able to cover up his birth certificate all these years. The guy's not even an American citizen, but it doesn't matter. The powerful Mossad, by way of deception is their motto, and the CIA have worked together to put this guy in the highest office. And they don't want him to be unmasked for what he is, a deceiver, a con artist, a communist agent, a Zionist in disguise. Please read my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, and you'll discover it. Now, in my video, Rothschild's Choice, you'll actually see the newspaper, the Chicago Tribune, owned, by the way, by a Jew. It's owned by a billionaire Jew. And I have a picture of him in the video, too. They endorsed Barack Obama for president. It's the first Democrat they had endorsed for president in over 100 years of the Chicago Tribune. But remember, Chicago Tribune is owned by a Jew. Now, Barack Obama, as I show in the video, began as a low-level Illinois state legislator. Now, every legislator has a district that they represent. Am I right? Yes, of course. And Obama was elected, get this, in a white district. Well, I guess it's okay, he's half white. But why would the whites vote for him? Here's why. Because they were Jews. They were white people who were Jews. It was one of the most luxurious, rich, influential neighborhoods in Chicago. A Jewish neighborhood full of mansions. The top level Jews in Chicago lived there, and they made Barack Obama, half black, half white, their representative in the Illinois legislature. How did that happen? Because the rabbis and the high-level Jews, the rich billionaires, told the other people. Let's just call them the commoner Jews. When they went to their synagogues and their Jewish meetings, they said, we want Obama to be in a political success. He's our man. We've got our stamp of approval on him. We've got him chosen for bigger and better things. Vote for him. Folks, when the rabbis tell the people who to vote for, they vote for him. When Hillary Clinton, who is Jewish, by the way, admitted it, and that was in New York Magazine, when Hillary Clinton ran for a U.S. Senator of the state of New York, entire boroughs and towns and villages where Jews lived, every Jew there voted. I remember one town had 16 voters, all Jews, little town. The rabbi went to the synagogue on a Saturday and told all the people, you will vote for Hillary Clinton for senator. You know what the vote in that little burg was? 16-0 for Hillary. 16-0 for Hillary. She was a Democrat, but if she had been Republican, it wouldn't matter. They do what their rabbis say. They always have. That's why when their rabbis said this Jesus is a blasphemer, kill him. The whole mob came out. All of the Jews came out and screamed out to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. They screamed out, crucify him. Their rabbis said so. Caiaphas, the chief priest of the Sanhedrin, said, we want to kill him. We find him guilty. So they screamed out to Pilate, kill him. And when Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Basically, Pilate said, would you have me crucify an innocent man? They said, yeah, kill him. Give us Barabbas. They are slayers of the Lord, murderers of the prophets. And my friends, every American who is a Gentile is in the sights of these parasites. And America is under subjection, as I say in Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, page 129. America is under subjection to a tight-knit Jewish cabal. This hidden cabal has plans to murder America, change our form of government, transform us into a communist paradise. You don't realize, most people don't, that Israel was founded by communist Jews, Khazars from Eastern Europe and Russia. David Ben-Gurion was a Polish Jew who was an admirer of the dictator and mass murderer, the Jew Vladimir Lenin, who was the first Communist Party chief and henchman in the Soviet Union starting in 1917. And David Ben-Gurion came from Poland, where he was a high-level member of the Communist Party, and he and his henchmen came to Israel. They founded a red communist government there. And just as they had murdered many of the Gentiles in Poland, they then began to murder the Palestinians, the Gentiles, who were Muslims, and many Christians as well, in the nation of Israel, and conquered that land with the help of both the Soviet Union and the United States. Because Harry S. Truman was not only a 33rd degree Mason, but he was a tool and a stooge of the Jews. And that's why he founded Israel. And by the way, he was given many, many buckaroos, many bucks, was bribed to do it. That also is in my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Now, in the Chicago Tribune article I talked about, one of the biggest movers and shakers in the whole city of Chicago, in fact, in all of America, most people have never heard about him. He's a man, a lawyer named Abner Mikva. He was a federal judge. He was a congressman in the U.S. Congress. He was the White House counsel, in other words, the top lawyer in the White House during the presidency of Bill Clinton. That's right. Bill Clinton was forced to bring the man in. And during the impeachment process, the Monica Lewinsky scandal, it was Abner Mikva, this Jewish lawyer, that got Clinton off scot-free. So the impeachment didn't work, didn't pass. That's how powerful he was. He was able to get Clinton off scot-free. And Clinton was about as guilty as, my goodness, we know about that, even though he said he never had sex with that woman. But Abner Mikva was one of the biggest supporters of Barack Obama. And in the Chicago Tribune, he explained in an article, and you'll see that article actually shown right on the screen when you watch my video, Rothschild's Choice. And Abner Mikva says, yes, we, the Jews of Chicago, are the ones that made Obama what he is. In other words, president of the United States, it was the Jews. Some of the powerful, rich, billionaire families, the Crown family, the Pritzkers, the Sokolos, yes, the Mikvas. They took in the young CIA, half-breed, let's call him that, black and white, and made him what he is. But way back when, he was mentored by a homosexual communist monster named Frank Marshall Davis. But he ended up finally, after, you know, going through three colleges, four colleges, or whatever he did, nobody really knows the guy's history because it's all fabricated, including his citizenship. But Obama ended up there in Chicago, and all the Jews welcomed him in. After all, they were all told to, because there's a network of Mossad spies. They're called Psionim. They look like every other Jew. They may own a jewelry store. They may own a newspaper company. They may own a TV station. But they reserve enough time in their life for Israel, because Israel comes first. They're all Israel firsters. Every morning when we wake up, we ask, what can we do for Israel today? Not what they can do for America. They're Israelites. They're agent provocateurs living in America, but scheming to do something evil for Israel and the Zionist global conspiracy that's laid out in the Protocols of Zion. And we have that book for you if you need it. Now, when we come back in a minute, we're going to go for a little commercial break. You're listening to Power Prophecy now, Texas Mars. When you come back, I'm going to play you a bit of tape. I'm going to, in fact, a video from YouTube. You'll see Senator Charles Schumer, senator from New York, the most powerful Jew in the United States Senate, the second ranking Democrat under behind Harry Reid of Nevada in the U.S. Senate. And he's giving a speech at a synagogue in New York, and he's telling them who is really behind Barack Obama. When we come back, I want you to listen to Senator Schumer and what he has to say. We'll be right back. Stay with us, won't you? Tex Moore's back again, folks. You know, I want to tell you how to get these great books and videos. Rothschild's Choice, 90 minutes long. You'll discover who Barack Obama really is, America's first Jewish president. And you'll see the Jews themselves saying exactly that. You'll see that the Chicago Mafia were his sponsors, but also the Communist Party USA has had their little mittens on the shoulders of Barack Obama since he was a young lad in Hawaii. You'll find out, you'll discover the amazing truth about Barack Obama. And if he wins a second term in office, it's Katie bar the door, as we used to say in East Texas. There's big trouble in River City, as they said in the musical extravaganza, Music Man. Now, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, the most powerful book probably ever written, exposing Israel, the Jews, Zionism, and the Rothschilds. I know my life is in jeopardy for writing this book. I don't want to be dramatic about that, but it is. Some say, Tex, don't you want to live? Don't you know that they will kill you for writing this book? Well, I have a big friend in a place called heaven named Jesus Christ. He's the one that decides whether I go or I stay, not the Jews. And even if they kill me, so what? I'm here to confess Jesus Christ and to say that I will live forever because I'm a Christian and I believe in the truth. And I'm not fearful of these people and what they can do. I'm more fearful of what God can do if I do not obey him. Now, I want you to have the book Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. The book is, oh, let's see, 432 pages, I believe. Big format. It's a giant book, encyclopedic in nature. Things reported in this book never before discussed anywhere in the world. Truths, facts, documentation. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Now, Jerry, let's see, how much is this book? $25. Wow. I remember everybody saying we should ask more for it because it's such a big book and costs us so much to produce. And there's so many photographs in it, so much interesting material. But it is $25. Please add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $30. Costs more at the bookstores, I believe. But anyway, it's $30 through the ministry, and that takes care of the shipping and handling. As for the book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star by yours truly, Tex Mars. Now, this video that was a number one best-selling video in the category of political documentaries at Amazon.com, the number one best-selling video, I guess, in the world. And everyone who wrote me was just shocked that we did this video. And I want you to know something. People say, who does your research for you? Who? Well, that's you, dear friends. My friends out there in radio land, you're the ones. You send me material. You send me information. You send me leads. Alan Dale, my radio talk show friend from San Antonio, used to call people that gave him information like that. He said, my little alligators out in radio land. Well, I don't like that name, though. Folks that listen to Power Prophecy, they're alligators, a mean old animal. I call them my little saints. That's what I like. I'm just a little saint. Maybe they're my big saints out there, bigger than me, because they give me the information I need. A lot of leads, people write to me and say, Tex, check this out. Tex, I'm sending you a book or an article. Tex, I had a friend one time and blah, 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 and they tell me things, amazing things. The ones that are called the little people, they're not so little. They've got big hearts. They believe in Jesus Christ. I think they're the big people. But anyway, be that as it may, they're the ones that are my researchers. But I do work myself 16, 18 hours a day sometimes, researching, writing, discovering things. And I'm telling you, God has given me a smell. When I smell something, I go after it. I'm telling you, Wanda keeps saying to me all the time, you should have been a private detective. You know, Mike Hammer, Bulldog Drummond, all those famous gumshoes, they ain't got nothing on you, Tex, she said. When you smell something, you go after it. That's right, especially when I smell a rat. And there's a lot of rats exposed in this book, A Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. You know, Jerry, some people say you shouldn't talk like that. You shouldn't call people rats. These people are responsible for millions of human beings slaughtered, sent to gulag camps, and on, bloodshed, death, torture, economic calamities. And I shouldn't call them rats, baloney. They're rats. And some of them are sort of halfway. They're sort of semi-rats. Maybe they're mice. I don't know. Vermin, I don't know. Not all Jews. I'm talking about the ones we expose here. Of course, we're not talking about all Jews. Now, here's how to get the book. Go on our website, powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com. You'll see it displayed right there on the homepage. That's how you can order. Click on there and use your charge card, your PayPal, and order it. You can also phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. You can write to us at Power of Prophecy or text Mars. Ask for the book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Please send $30. It'll take care of all the shipping and handling. And the book will be sent to you along with a six-month free subscription to our newsletter. How about that? Now, if you're getting our newsletter, we're just going to renew your subscription. How about that? Okay, that's how to get the book. The video, Rothschild's Choice, is $25, 90 minutes long. Again, you've never seen a video like this. I bet you they cursed me and threw beer bottles at the screen in the White House when they watched that video, Rothschild's Choice. I bet they said, how did that guy find that stuff out? Well, I have teams of researchers, thousands of researchers. You, dear friends, you're my researchers. We work together as a team, don't we? Okay, that's how we do it. And God oversees our activities and gives me just the right bit of information or data when I need it. That's astonishing how that works out. Okay, our address again is Power Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road. That's Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to our regular program. We're talking about the twins of the Israeli Mossad, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney. Yes, Barack Obama is an Israeli agent, and so is Mitt Romney. And so the Israeli juggernaut continues to roll on, does it not? Can you imagine them bringing up these two guys? From the time they're little young teenagers practically, and bringing them up until now, they're ready to perform for Israel. Why do you think Mitt Romney said during one of the debates the first thing he would do as President of the United States, the first trip he would make, I think he said, would be to Israel? In fact, I think he said the first thing he would do. Folks, think about that. The President of the United States, a nation of 315 million people, says that we're having all kind of horrible problems. You'd think he'd dig into his business there at the White House in the Oval Office and say, what can I do for America today? My first day in office as president. That's what he ought to do. But what does he say he's going to do? The first thing I'm going to do is fly over to Israel and ask him how I can be of help to him. Wow. You say, well, but what if he's not elected? Barack Obama. Is he not an Israeli agent? Yes, he is. Now, did the Jews put him in office? Yes, they did. I want to play for you a little bit of video now. You can see it for yourself on YouTube. It's Senator Charles Schumer of the state of New York, one of the most powerful senators. By the way, he's featured in my video, Die, America, Die, as one of the three principal senators who have sold America down the river to Red China. And now he's going to reveal. Here he is, not realizing this was going to reach a bigger audience through Tex Mars Power Prophecy Program. Here he is at his local synagogue in New York. And he's going to talk about Israel. Okay, very appropriate. Although, is it appropriate? Is it appropriate to talk about Israel at a synagogue? Well, yes, because the Jews are their own God. And their country, so-called Israel, which is really not their country, but the Palestinians. But in any case, Israel is also their God. They've got twin gods, themselves and their country. They're Zionist freaks who care nothing for America. And they put Israel first. So here comes a U.S. senator to a synagogue to speak to him, and he doesn't talk about God. He doesn't talk about America. He talks about Israel. But he also mentions Obama. And he explains that Obama is a creation of rich Jewish families in Chicago. Listen now as this revelation comes right from the lips of perhaps the most powerful U.S. senator in America today.
Now let's talk a little bit about Israel, because I know that that is something we all care about. Shomer Yisrael. It's one of the most important things I do, to watch, be the guardian of Israel. First and foremost, Barack Obama has been a supporter and a believer in Israel from before he was in the Senate. You can look it up and see the record. And you know who got him started in politics? Not in the presidential. That's everyone, as I said, says the right thing. But before that, it was the two leading Jewish families of Chicago. But most people don't know enough about him. So I wanted to come here and tell you this.
Did you get that? First of all, Schumer says, you know, he's the guardian of Israel. Why would a U.S. senator say he's the guardian of Israel? I mean, do you get up and say, I'm the guardian of Uruguay? I'm the guardian of El Salvador, if you're Hispanic? I'm the guardian of Mexico? I'm the guardian of Indonesia? No. How dare a U.S. senator get up in a religious institution like a synagogue and say, I'm the guardian. I'm a guardian of Israel. Let's talk about Israel. And then he says, let's talk about Barack Obama. Now get it? Before he was even in the U.S. Senate, Barack Obama had been sponsored by two of Chicago's richest families, Jewish families. I told you about those, the Priskers, the Crowns. And there was also the Mikvahs and the Sakalovs and the others. Sakalovs, that is. Now, it's interesting. Back in October of 1981, Goldwin Smith, who was Jewish professor of modern history at Oxford University in England, said something interesting about the Jews. Listen to what he said now. He said, we Jews regard our race as superior to all of humanity. And we look forward not to our race's ultimate union with other races, but to its triumph over them. Isn't that interesting? Is this not fanaticism at work? We look forward not to joining other races in a union, but to triumphing over others. Our race is superior to all of humanity. Why then would the Jews choose half black, half white Gentile to be president of the United States? Is it not because he is their man, their boy, their token? Is it not because he is a stooge? Because from the time he was a little child, he was raised to serve and be at the very foot licking the boots of his Jewish masters? That is exactly the reason why. And Mitt Romney, the same goes for him. How did Mitt Romney get so rich? Well, one thing was his father was rich, because the Mormon Church and many of its top membership are among the richest people in America. And so the Romney family has been wealthy for a long, long time. But in addition to that, as it has been explained on this program, the Rothschild family has been very generous to the Mormon Church. And back in the 1930s, when a Great Depression was going on and the Mormon Church was about to go under financially, the story goes that Rothschild stepped in and gave a huge loan to the Mormon Church and its headquarters at Salt Lake City. Why would he do it? After all, isn't the Mormon Church a Christian church? Well, of course not. It is a Judaic, a Jewish cult. And the Mormon Church has always been working hand in glove with the Jews. And they believe they will be in the driver's seat someday. And they and the Jews of Israel will be in charge, be responsible, be rulers of the whole world. And now Mitt Romney is just about, he's on the precipice of becoming the leader, the ruler of the greatest empire on earth, the United States of America. The race that is superior to all humanity, the Jews, that's their claim, will have their puppet, their stooge. And that will catapult the Jews in charge. They've always done this. They've always had their man. Stalin, for example, was Gentile. But the Jews watched over him. The deputy to Stalin was a man named Lazar Kaganovich, a Jew. Stalin was even, there was an arranged marriage for him. He was married to a Jew. I recently read that Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden, now Vice President Joe Biden of Delaware, his daughter married a Jew. And it was an interfaith ceremony. Oh, they watch their people. Biden, your very daughter is married to a Jew. We're watching. The chief of staff in the office of the vice president was Mr. Klain, a Jew. The chief of staff to the first lady, Michelle Obama, as I show in my book, Conspiracy of the Six Pointed Star, is Miss Cher, S-H-E-R, a Jew. A black woman is not the chief of the first lady's office. She has 300 people working for her. Can you imagine? That's 30 times as much as any first lady. She's got 300 people, slaves, to work for, like a plantation, the White House plantation. And the madame of the house, madame, the lady of the plantation, Michelle Obama, has 300 slaves working for her. But the chief slave who supervises all of them, and probably Michelle as well, is Susan Cher, a Jew. At first, Michelle had a black woman. They fired her and brought in a Jew. And who was the first chief of staff to watch over Barack Obama? Well, that would be a Jew. But on page 129 of my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, I show all the people that were brought to the White House by the Jews to work for, supposedly, Barack Obama. Why do you think this man has gone on more vacations and has had more golfing dates than any president in the history of the United States? He doesn't have much to do. All he has to do is say yassa, yassa master, yes bawada. That's all a black president has to do when you're the first Jewish president. Do what the Jews tell you to do. Is that disgusting for me to say that? Yes. But no more disgusting than the fact that what I say is true. Get this. Chairman of the Federal Reserve under Obama, Ben Bernanke, a Jew. Vice Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Donald Kuhn, a Jew. Secretary of the Treasury under Obama, Tim Geithner, a Jew. Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Peter Artsag, a Jew. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors in the White House under Barack Obama, Larry Summers, a Jew. Chairperson of the Securities and Exchange Commission, to watch Wall Street, well, that would be Mary Shapiro, a Jew. The chairperson of the FDIC, they make sure of the solvency of America's banks. And who would be head of that? Sheila Bair, a Jew. The chairman of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, they make sure that the money, the markets, the metal markets, the corn, the wheat, and all the commodities markets are honest and run properly. Well, that would be Gary Gensler, a Jew. The director of the Office of Regulatory Affairs of the White House, that'd be Cass Sunstein, a Jew. The commissioner of Internal Revenue Service, appointed Barack Obama, by Obama, Douglas Shulman, a Jew. Now, after Rahm Emanuel left and became mayor, totally unqualified, now he's mayor of Chicago. You can see what the Chicago Jewish Mafia will do for you when they're backing you. And a man like this guy, former ballerina, with one of those voices, ooh, ooh, I think you get the message. You know, ballerina, dance. Never mind. I'll get to that later. Maybe. I don't think I really want to. But here's my point. When Rahm Emanuel left, the cruel Emanuel left the White House to become mayor of Chicago, the chosen handpicked mayor, chosen by the Jewish mafia. Then they appointed a new chief of staff. Who would that be? A black man? Are you kidding me? No. That would be Jacob Lew, L-E-W. Old Jake, a Jew. Now, Jacob Lew had an important job before. He was director of the Office of Management and Budget. He had taken over from Peter Ertzak. But after Emmanuel left, they brought him in and made him Obama's supervisor again. He's watching over Obama when Obama's not playing golf or jet-setting around the United States giving talks. Now, recently, I have an article here, June the 1st, 2012, June the 1st, from the Weekly Standard, a very well-known news publication on all the stands. It just seems that this Jacob Lew has been working nonstop for Obama's reelection. Now, remember, he's the White House chief of staff. Working with top Jewish organizations, according to the Weekly Standard, the White House and the Jewish organizations are holding what they call the Obama Shabbat. That's like, you know, almost like Sabbath meetings. Across Washington, D.C. and the United States, they're raising funds. And in Washington, D.C. alone, on one weekend, they had 8 different Obama Shabbat dinners to raise money and to organize the community to reelect President Barack Obama. Now, the Jewish Sabbath is the Shabbat, and they're actually calling them the Obama Shabbat. Wow. They said, they even put an ad in Jewish publications, say, if you would like to work with us to reelect Barack Obama, we're going to be conducting a kosher Obama Shabbat. So let us know if you can participate or not. Wow. Meanwhile, this Lew, Jacob Lew, the White House chief of staff guy, the Jew, held a meeting with some, let's see, I want to get this, make sure that we get it right. This was also in the Weekly Standard of May 30th, 2012. And it just so happens that Barack Obama showed up at the meeting conducted by White House Chief of Staff Jack Lew. The meeting was of about 20 Jewish community leaders. And Obama walked into the room, it was all planned though, and spoke to the Jews. Remember now, these are 20 of the top leader Jewish leaders in America. And here's what Obama had to say to them. He said, I do not need to talk to you about how I feel about Israel, because everybody knows of my strong feelings and love for Israel. But he said to the guests, the Jews there at the White House, these rabbis and Jewish community leaders, he said, I want you to remember, though, that my political career reflects my friendship and brotherhood with Jews. He said, now listen to this. I'm going to give you 3 statements. He said at the beginning, this is Barack Obama, President Obama, speaking to these Jewish leaders in the White House. And by the way, this was reported in Haaretz, the Israeli publication, May 30th, 2012. It was also reported in the Weekly Standard in an article written by William Kristol. Okay, high-level Republican, Jew, and neocon, goes on and on. By the way, it was William Kristol, along with Dick Morris, the political operative, who picked Sarah Palin as vice presidential candidate under John McCain. McCain didn't even know who she was. They picked her, these 2 Jews. That's how she became the vice presidential candidate. You get the power with these people, folks. But listen what Obama, there in the White House, said to these 20 top Jewish leaders from across America. First, he said, at the beginning of my political career, I was accused of being a puppet of the Israeli lobby. So way back when he was, you know, a local politician, he had been accused by the blacks of Chicago of being a puppet of the Israeli lobby. Get it? Then he said something to the Jews that was pretty shocking. He said, I know more about, this is Barack Obama, I know more about Judaism than any other president who has ever lived. He was bragging. I know, there's rabbis in the audience. I know more about Judaism than any other president. And then he said, in the third statement he's made that I think is important. All of my friends in Chicago were Jews. Now, folks, some people say things and then they're laughed at. They say, yeah, well, some of my best friends are black or some of my best friends are Jews. Which means, actually, decoded means I've had a few friends that were, you know, black or Jews. Obama didn't say some of my best friends were or are Jews. He said all of my friends were Jews. Not some of them, not most of them, all of my friends in Chicago were Jews. Now, in the Chicago Tribune article I talked about earlier, Abner Mikva, the big Jewish mover and shaker and millionaire, said this to the interviewer, and this was reported in the Chicago Tribune, the top newspaper in Chicago. He said, one day, as a young politician, Barack Obama came to my office to see me, and he asked for my help and counsel and advice. And Barack said, I want to rise up the ladder in politics. What is the best thing I can do to rise up to meet my ambitions? And so I told him what he should do. I said, Barack, the first thing you need to do is join a big black Christian church. Because people want to vote for a man who they think is religious. You need to go and find one of the biggest black Christian churches and join it. And that's how Obama went to Jeremiah Wright's church and joined it and was a member of it for 20 years. Do you get the gist of that, folks? He wasn't a member of any church. He wasn't a Christian. He asked a Jew, a big influential Jewish politician, former congressman, former White House counsel, former federal judge, what can I do to get ahead in politics? And the Jewish counselor said to him, go join a black Christian church. Reminds me of back in the days of Dwight Eisenhower, his advisors. He was only a general, you know, and he wanted to be president. And they said, well, the first thing you got to do is join a church. Americans won't vote for a man as president if he's not a religious man. And he said, he didn't want to. They said, well, go join the Episcopal church. That's the biggest nothing church there is. You won't have any responsibilities, but you just tell everybody you're an Episcopalian. That's what he did. Nobody requires anything of an Episcopalian. I mean, they're like lukewarm, you know, Kool-Aid Christians. So that's how Eisenhower got away with it. Obama joined Jeremiah Wright's church because it was one of the biggest and most powerful, influential black churches in Chicago. And he did it because a Chicago's biggest Jewish hotshot told him to do it. And if that isn't proof that Barack Obama is owned body and soul by Israel and the Jews, nothing is. This is Tex Mars. We've been looking at the twins from Israel. The twins from Israel, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And as I stated, the Israeli juggernaut rolls on, and it's... we're in big trouble, folks. Never before have we needed to pray as much as we need to now. America is in big trouble. Two Israeli Mossad agents running for president, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I'm Tex Mars. So glad you were with me today. And I pray that you'll be my friend and my guest right here on Power Prophecy next week and every week. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.